From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Is Caribbean-US relations at a crossroad as U.S. Secretary of State postpones her meeting with CARICOM officials? The OECS Supreme Court tells the Dominica government it cannot change its election boundaries. And Brian Lara's request for a break to watch football gets a thumbs down from management. I'm Keith Stone-Graves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A decision by the American Secretary of State to postpone a meeting with CARICOM foreign ministers this week has caused some murmurings in the region. Madeleine Albright is one of the key players in the Balkan War between NATO and the government in Yugoslavia. Some Caribbean diplomats believe Mrs. Albright is shunning the region because of its position on the banana issue and CARICOM's decision to review its anti-drug agreements with the U.S. The meeting with the foreign ministers was to have been held in St. Kitts. So how much can and should be read into the postponement of the Albright-CARICOM meeting? Well, I put that question to Gillian Gunn-Clissold, director of the Georgetown University Caribbean Project in Washington.
I agree in part with that assertion. It's certainly true that since the end of the Cold War, the U.S. has given a relatively low priority to issues concerning the Caribbean, with the exception of Cuba matters. However, I think that even if the Caribbean